946, John McMahon, northeast of Row 619, Old Shawnee Road, south of Turtle Hill Road, being Lot 35 within Holly's development. This was a variance from the front yard setback requirement. I got the minutes also for this one.
Thank you.
I believe this one was also a survey.
Yes.
Right.
Comparison, one was done.
Thank you. I believe you're correct.
Seems like, to me, Mr. Chairman, we're having a little problem with our surveyors, but of course, they're, you know, three tenths of a foot, boy, you could miss that, but...
Two tenths, yeah, that's really cutting.
And this is another three tenths of a foot.
Yeah, this is three tenths.
And it's the front yard.
Front yard and three tenths of a foot.
And the unique part of it is the cul-de-sac there, they always get it wrong for some reason or other. It specifically says that in the ordinance, that it is from that, if you read it, it does tell you from the radius of the cul-de-sac, that's where you measure from, not the center of the street, or whatever, whatever.
Right.
So...
And I think also this variance that he's requesting is slightly larger than what he really needed, so if there's any future problems, if the house may sell, or he has any problem up the road, I think that's what he has said.
Yeah, I don't...
At that time, right?
And the uniqueness of the lot is, you know, made in another issue that you can consider, but the cul-de-sac is the main culprit here.
Right.
So...
Is there any further questions, then, Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, being no other further questions, and if the board members are ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 10,946. Due to the uniqueness of the property and its shape, the variance gives it reasonable use of the property. The difficulty is not, it was not created by the applicant. And I don't think it'll, the character of the neighborhood will be affected, and the minimum variance to afford relief.
Okay. Excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
Second, for the reasons stated.
And I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 10,946. Mr. Workman?
Yes, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Yes, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Callaway, yes, for the same reasons stated. Mr. Rickards?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,946 is approved.